Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The center fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Allison. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Cott. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Cott. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into center field. Agee picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Agee. Virals moves to second. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Virals moves to third. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Virals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. There goes Berry. The throw from Zimmerman to second, and Berry is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 0. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott strikes out. Two outs. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Virals hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmerman moves to third. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0-for-1 in the game. Rollins hits a pop-up towards short. Elias settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Verhaal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Skowron moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0-for-1 in the game. Mincher hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robinson. Allen reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-1 in the game. Cott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen misplays the ball. That's an error on Allen. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veer Als fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards short. Veer Als settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Veer Als is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veer Als is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Veer Als hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Peters covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Elia hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliva. Elia reaches second base with a double. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford strikes out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into right field. Allison picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Allison. Allison fumbles the ball. That's an error on Allison. Elia scores. Peters moves to third. It's 2-1, Twins. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry is hit by the pitch. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey takes first base on ball 4. Berry moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 2 in the game. Mincher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Causey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison takes first base on ball 4. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Zimmerman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mincher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0 for 2 in the game. Cott strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zimmerman moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Zimmerman scores. Rollins moves to third. Oliva moves to second. It's 3-1, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Killebrew is walked intentionally. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 0 for 3 in the game. Mincher takes first base on ball 4. Rollins scores. Oliva moves to third. Killebrew moves to second. It's 4-1, Twins. Bob Locker now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Elia hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Freese pinch hits for Bob Locker. Gene Freese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freese hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Gene Freese now playing third base. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Fisher covering, for the out. One out. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Zimmerman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Cott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cott is 0-for-3 in the game. Cott hits a pop-up towards first. Skourin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Verhals hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. Agee hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Allison. Agee reaches second base with a double. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliva. Romano reaches second base with a double. Agee scores. It's 4-2, Twins. Bill Skourin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skourin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Skourin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The Twins will come to bat. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Rollins hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a fly ball into left field. Berry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Hall now playing left field. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Elia hits a fly ball into right field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry McNairtney pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Jerry McNairtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNairtney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Al Weiss pinch runs for Jerry McNairtney. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Gene Freeze. Al Worthington now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Oliva. Burgess reaches second base with a double. Robinson scores. Weiss moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Joe Horland pinch runs for Smokey Burgess. Tommy McCraw pinch hits for Ken Berry. Jim Merritt now pitching. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Merritt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Cozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozzi is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Cozzi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.